The perfect storm that drove up California's egg prices. Customers have visited Poole's Bakery in Costa Mesa, California, for 68 years to buy specialty Danish cakes, cannolis, and angel cookies made from scratch. However, eggs, which are indispensable for the patisserie's traditional recipes, reached nearly $7 a dozen last week in California. "We still have to use eggs," owner Eliz Guklu told the Epoch Times. She said the real egg recipes are one of the reasons the bakery was named one of the best in Orange County last year by a local newspaper. "That's how customers know us," Guklu added. Prices started to ease in the Golden State after a shortage caused the spike last week, reaching $6.72 for a dozen large eggs, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Benchmark prices were 57 cents lower on January 17. Jumbo and extra-large eggs averaged $6.17 a dozen, and large eggs $5.97. The cost increased about 60% nationally last December, according to the latest Consumer Price Index released January 12. Bird flu. National egg supply was hit by a perfect storm of supply chain problems, inflation, rising fuel costs, and an aviation influenza epidemic or bird flu that has driven prices up, California Poultry Federation President Bill Mattos told the Epoch Times. The bird flu has resulted in the death of about 58 million birds in 47 states, according to the USDA. Of those, 307 commercial flocks have reported infections. California's egg-laying chickens, which supply about 60% of the state's egg demand, have escaped the outbreak, Mattos said, but other birds have been infected. So far, 15 commercial bird flocks, 15 backyard flocks, and about 781,000 birds in San Joaquin, Sonoma, Glen, Fresno, and San Diego counties were affected, the USDA reported. The USDA recommends bird owners use good biosecurity measures by separating wild and domestic birds, a measure California poultry farms are adopting, according to Mattos. "There has been no bird flu found in California layer chicken commercial producers," he said. "Our biosecurity working and our companies are on high alert for ducks flying south and contaminating our flocks." Mattos expects the high prices to continue for another 6 months to a year as growers in the Midwest repopulate their flocks. "Californians eat more eggs, chicken, and turkey than any other state," he said. "When you have a lack of supply from out of state, it really hurts California." Cage-free eggs. The state also passed a law in 2018, PROP 12, which only allows cage-free eggs to be sold. Inspectors also travel out of state to ensure suppliers meet the requirements. Seven other states, Colorado, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, and Washington, have since passed similar laws. Although the national demand for cage-free eggs has surged as a result, that isn't the main reason Californians are paying higher prices, Mattos said. "The price already went up for cage-free eggs 4 to 5 years ago," he said. "But now, on top of that, we have bird flu and the supply chain problems." The USDA is working with states and other U.S. agencies to monitor the disease in commercial poultry operations, live markets, and migratory wild bird populations, spokesman Mike Stepien told the Epoch Times. "Highly pathogenic avian influenza poses a threat to all domestic poultry," he said. "The current outbreak has impacted all types of farms, regardless of size or production style." Yuko Sato, an assistant professor and poultry veterinarian and diagnostician at Iowa State University, agreed that all chickens, regardless of how they are raised, are equally susceptible to the outbreak. "Predicting when the shortage will ease is also not possible," Sato told the Epoch Times. "It depends on if the outbreak continues and how the disease fares out," she said in an email. "We closely follow what is happening globally out in Europe and Asia to see if the virus is still circulating." Meanwhile, farms nationwide are recovering quickly, Emily Metz, president and CEO of the American Egg Board, told the morning television show NBC News Today. "In fact, Most of the egg farms that were affected with bird flu have recovered and are back to producing eggs, she said.